This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees in Dibrugarh, Assam. Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone of a second Legislative Assembly complex and MLA hostel for 284 crore rupees as part of the government's efforts to establish Dibrugarh as the second administrative hub. Mr. Shah also inaugurated the first phase of the modern multidisciplinary sports complex worth 238 crore rupees and laid the foundation stone for its second phase. The Home Minister also laid the foundation stone for the 292 crore rupee Wildlife Health and Research Centre for the treatment of wild animals and enhanced laboratory facilities along with training units. He also launched a 692 crore rupee project for the restoration and rejuvenation of wetlands under the National Disaster Mitigation Fund. In Chhattisgarh, four Maoists surrendered today in Sukma district. The surrendered Maoists include two women cadres. A total reward of 8 lakh rupees had been declared on them. The Maoists laid down their arms at a program organized at the Sukma district headquarters. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over four weapons, including an SLR, to the police. These Maoists were active in the Golapalli, Konta and Kistaram areas of the district. The second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. This is the first India-Arab foreign ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening the partnership. Meanwhile, the fourth India-Arab senior officials meeting is underway in New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today intensified their ongoing anti-terror operation in the snowbound Chatru belt of Kishtwar district to track down and neutralize a group of three hold-up Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. The mobile internet services remain temporarily suspended within a radius of 6 kilometers covering Singhpura, Chingam and Chatru. The operation in the area was launched on the 18th of this month, leading to a fierce gun battle in Sonar Forest near Bandral, Singhpura, resulting in the killing of a paratrooper and injuries to 7 soldiers, although the terrorists managed to escape, taking advantage of thick vegetation and the challenging terrain. The security forces continued their hunt. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharma Prarthana has been organized at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Every year on the 30th of January, the nation honours the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of the country's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shaheed Diwas to pay tribute to all freedom fighters and martyrs who laid down their lives for the country's independence and unity. The European Union, EU, has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as a terrorist organization over Tehran's crackdown on nationwide protests. EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, said that foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. The 27-nation bloc also sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders of the Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen at least 6,373 people killed. US and Canada have already designated the IRGC as a terrorist organization. India's Veer Chotrani stunned world number 19 French player Baptiste Massotti in a 5-game thriller to secure a place in the quarterfinal of Squash on Fire Open in Washington. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were down about 0.5% during afternoon trade today. The Sensex declined 375 points to 82,191, while the Nifty dipped 129 points to 25,290 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.